Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Internet world. Welcome to The Cross in the Desert, speaking hope and freedom to Iran. I'm your host, Randy L. Noble, and I want to say once again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy life to join me today on my radio program. Today is Thursday, September 8th, 2022. I have several stories I want to talk about this morning on The Cross in the Desert. One is about the upcoming UN General Assembly and the President of Iran scheduled to speak, and we have a problem with that, of course. And I also want to talk about Israel's reaction to Biden wanting to go ahead with this nuclear agreement with Iran, the one that President Trump, of course, tore up during his administration and canceled. But I want to focus in right now on a dear friend in Iran. He is a musician. In fact, a very talented musician and producer. He plays the sitar. It's like an acoustic guitar, but it's much more than that. His name is Mehdi Rajabian. And since I've known him, I have written two stories in my books about him. One, Shout Freedom, and the other book, Dear God, Please Bring Freedom to Iran. I've featured his amazing story. You see, in Iran, you're under the dictatorship government, and everything you do in life is subjected to their approval. And Mehdi, of course, does not agree at all with the Islamic Republic of Iran and their continual oppression of women's rights and freedom. And so he is an artist, and he produces music. But his music must, of course, suit. It must please the Islamic Republic. And, of course, it doesn't, because under the Islamic Republic of Iran, individual talents, film producers, musicians, are haram. It's forbidden. They must comply completely with everything the government tells them to do. And so because Mehdi is a musician, his music is banned in Iran. You and I can't fathom that. The freedom of artistic freedom, the ability for us here in the United States and other parts of the world to take our musical talents to glorify God and to bring entertainment and peace to people, that is a tremendous gift, and we do it with artistic freedom here. But in Iran, it's completely the opposite. And I want to talk to you this morning about Mehdi Rajabian and his latest project that he has put together, putting his life at risk, making music in Iran. Since the Iranian Revolution in 1979, music on TV and on the radio have been banned in the Islamic Republic. The Ayatollah Khomeini at that time compared music with opium and said it was the mind idle and senseless. That was his exact words. Now, after Hassan Rouhani became president in 2013, that was about 9 years ago, there were hopes that activists An artist would be granted civil liberties, but unfortunately, these hopes were soon dashed. At that time, 30-year-old Mehdi Rajabian from northern Iraq started releasing his songs at the age of 17. On October 5, 2013, he was jailed for 3 months on charges of blasphemy and propaganda against the Iranian regime. Now, part of that imprisonment was because on his projects, his musical projects, he allowed female voices to be part of the recording. And of course, women are not allowed to sing solo in Iran. They're not allowed to perform like that. And so that was a huge problem that the government had with his music. In 2015, Mehdi was sentenced to 6 years in jail and was released on parole after serving 2 years in Evin prison. And in those 2 years, he spent 3 months in solitary confinement. He took part in a 40-day hunger strike, which had some real consequences on him physically. The government also charged him with supporting prohibited artists and female vocalists who are forbidden to sing in Iran, as I mentioned. Since his parole, Mehdi is being held hostage by the government. He's not allowed to perform, and he's not allowed to leave the country. It was just a couple of years ago that Mehdi released his Middle Eastern project, where he invited artists from all over the world to send their music in. He produced it. It was a peace project to speak peace into a troubled world. So he featured some of his own material and the material of other artists. This was a very, very successful project, and it earned him a Grammy Award. I want to talk to you today about his latest project. Under the threat of going back to prison and being tortured and being suppressed, Mehdi continues as an artist to produce music in the Islamic Republic of Iran, a dictatorship government. Mehdi has contacted musicians, singers, conductors, sound engineers, and designers through social media to ask them to feature their talents in his new age classical record, It Arrives. That's the name of it. It is due to be released in just 2 days. September 10th. Now, I'm spending some time quoting from an article by Sky News, and her name is Gemma Peplow. She's an entertainment reporter, and she put together this particular article for Sky News, so I'm going to credit her with this. So Mehdi has now reached into the United States. He's contacted musicians, singers, conductors, sound engineers from social media to be featured on his new record. This record was put together in his basement in the northern city of Sari. Now, of course, as I mentioned, Mehdi Rajabian has previously spent time in prison, where music and other art forms can be regulated and censored. Again, you have to understand the context of what a dictatorship government does to you. Now, with a host of Grammy wins and nominations between them, these artists, I want to give you their names. Guitarist, pianist, ukulele player Daniel Ho. Saxophonist Jeff Coffin. Jazz pianist Taylor Igstai. Drummer Gordy. Singer and pianist Nicole Zoratis. Cellist Peter Jacobson. Singer Prayi Darshini. Flautist Wautar Killerman. Violinist Curtis Stewart. And conductor Amy Anderson have all collaborated on Mehdi's new project entitled It Arrives, which will be released in just a couple of days. Just to go through the credits of these musicians, it's important because these are not your ordinary musicians. They have worldwide fame. So among his credits, and this is Jacobson, who is on the record, who is on the project. He has worked with many other artists. He's heard playing cello in TV shows, The Walking Dead, The Twilight Zone, just to name a couple. The drummer, MB Gordy, has worked with everyone from Green Day, the group Green Day, to John Legend. He's recorded for films including Harry Potter, and the Die Hard series. So these are very well-known artists. Saxophonist and flutist Coffin, who is a member of renowned U.S. rock group Dave Matthews, said Rajabian got in touch through Facebook with him and later sent over audio files for him to record remotely in his studio in Nashville. And here's his comments about this. I wasn't aware of Mehdi's incredible journey until this time. To think someone could be jailed for making music is not even in the back of my mind, let alone for a real and ever-present threat as it is for him. So he was shocked. I mean, this artist was shocked that this was going on in Mehdi's lives. He goes on to say, the composer's music is a testament to the human spirit. We must give rise and voice to those who are being repressed, and being silent is not an option. So he believes that this project must be something that we all do. It's our duty to give rise and voice to those who are being repressed. And other artists have said they are so honored to be a part of this amazing yet unusual project. I found it hard to believe that in today's world, there are still musicians who can't make their musical voices heard, and that is Mr. Kellerman from South Africa, a flautist who is known for his works commemorating Nelson Mandela and others. The music Mehdi sent me was beautiful, Kellerman said, and it's incredible that he has created such lovely music in his limited circumstances. His story was so incredible that initially I didn't even believe he was a real person. It shocked him. Now, another person, part of the entourage of musicians, said, in the face of so many risks and such an unthinkably frustrating and unfair situation, his love for creation is so apparent, speaking of Mehdi, in his heartfelt and his powerful music. He is a wonderful musician and composer and introduced me to the breathtaking melodies and mesmerizing rhythms of Iranian music. I was thrilled when he invited me to play on his new album, and I'm so honored to be a contributing voice in sharing his beautiful culture. Now, one of the vocalists, Nicole Zaratis, was just blown away by this project. His story was so incredible that initially I didn't even believe he was a real person. He was looking for a jazz singer who could improvise over his music, Nicole said, and he asked me to participate. It was a no-brainer for me to lend my voice to help his project come to light despite all the darkness he's facing. Now, here's what Mehdi says. I would have never been able to produce this music without the incredible help and persistence of these musicians who are featured on my project, It Arrives. Now, in an email to Sky News, this is what Mehdi says. I believe in the freedom of music, and I will fight for it until the end of my life, the freedom of music. I will never censor myself, even if I go back to prison again. I will produce whatever I want and whatever I feel the need to scream, be it through the medium of art or physically. I will definitely scream and not be silent. I'm not brave, Mehdi admits. I'm just doing my duty. Mehdi goes on to say, in my story, from Shout Freedom, The Desperate Cries of Iranian. It's my book that I published in 2020. He said, I chose my path years ago. The important thing for me is to create art so I can interject my thoughts into society. Mehdi believes music is his weapon in the war against injustice, his weapon against this dictatorship government. Right now, he says, the only communication politicians understand is war. human rights violations, and suppression. But we talk back to them, Mehdi says, with our music. The only weaponry and power we possess is the language of music. I feel like music is a language which has no borders, and so we can unite different countries together and scream a message of peace. I want to feature something from his Middle Eastern project, and it is a song about Iran. And I want you to listen carefully from this project, Middle Eastern. Here's the song by Mehdi Rajabian entitled Iran. Incredible music of Mehdi Rajabian from Middle Eastern. He's an amazing producer and artist. He had a music record company titled Barge. He was the founder of that company. And he was making music before 2013, and then he was arrested for illegally publishing music, offending religious sanctity, and inciting opposition to the Islamic Republic. At that time, the police raided his record company, seized his personal possessions, and shut down his website, taking both him and his brother Hussein, who was a filmmaker, into custody for breaching the so-called censorship laws and failing to obtain a government license for their music. It was at that time in 2013 that Mehdi spent 3 grueling months in solitary confinement in Evin prison. He endured harsh interrogations, inhumane torture. He was placed in the same cell with Somalian pirates, Japanese and Tanzanian drug dealers, and HIV-infected prisoners. And during his imprisonment, he went on a hunger strike. He lost more than 33 pounds, and 40% of his vision was also affected during this hardship. But Mehdi is determined to be a voice in the dictatorship government of Iran. He said, "For me, creating a piece of art is more important than any consequences that might follow." You might say, where do I hear this incredible music? It's in the YouTube channel. You can go to YouTube or to Spotify, and I want you to listen to his latest two projects, Coup of the Gods and Middle Eastern. This new project with American Grammy awarded musicians, many of them are Grammy awarded winning musicians here in the United States and all over the world. His latest project, It Arrives, will be released on September 10th. But I just want to say, I commend Mehdi for his incredible courage and activism. As an artist, he wants to tell the world story. He wants to bring peace and happiness and entertainment to people that are hurting, to people that need uplifting. He wants to take the talent that God has given him and not be silent, but to say, this is what I am, this is who I am, and I will not let the chains of a dictatorship government do this to me or any artist in the world. So I really ask your support for Mehdi, that you support him in purchasing his projects and being a voice for him. You should never be forbidden to use your talents and gifts by a dictatorship government like Mehdi is. He can't leave. He has no passport. He can't perform. I look forward to the day when Mehdi will be able to stand before an audience and be able to perform his music without fear of imprisonment. Well, I want to conclude today's program by giving you a story about Israeli generals who are warning President Biden not to go through with this nuclear deal and what it will cost in the Middle East if he does, because there will be nothing but war and reprehensible circumstances if this nuclear deal is once more activated. I want you to hear this special report.
This letter, signed by dozens of former Israeli generals to President Biden, represents 5,000 representatives across Israel's military, security, and law enforcement agencies.
He published a letter calling President Biden not to sign the agreement with Iran. We think that this agreement is a huge threat to Israel, to the Middle East, to the whole world. And it basically paves the way legally for the Iranians to become a nuclear power in the end of the agreement in 2031.
According to Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid's office, he spoke directly to President Biden about their shared commitment to stopping Iran's progress towards a nuclear weapon. The statement added that President Biden emphasized his deep commitment to preserving Israel's capability to deter its enemies and to defend itself by itself against any threat.
We're talking about a future existential threat to Israel. This is just kicking the can along the road.
Reserve Brigadier General Amir Avivi, founder of the Israel Defense and Security Forum, says a signed agreement would lead to major issues.
This is basically agreeing to have a nuclear Iran in a few years and agreeing basically to lift sanctions and give them huge amounts of money to weaponize all their militias and destabilize the Middle East.
Avivi added the impact would be worldwide.
If the Middle East is destabilized, the price of oil will go up. The world chain of supply will be affected. Terrorism will be everywhere.
After a briefing from Lapid, former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke directly to Iran's leadership.
I want to send a very clear message to the Ayatollahs in Iran. With an agreement or without an agreement, they will never get a nuclear weapon.
Supporters of reentering the deal, like Biden, believe the original 2015 accord effectively restrained Iran's nuclear capabilities, although military intelligence reports and UN inspectors have refuted that conclusion.
For us, this deal doesn't make sense. It's very, very dangerous, and we call upon the President of the United States to stop this deal and go back to sanctions and a viable military option.
The White House confirmed that during the conversation with Lapid, President Biden underscored U.S. commitment to never allow Iran to acquire a nuclear weapon. Julie Stahl, CBN News, Jerusalem.
This is mind-boggling. Recently, an assassination plot against John Bolton and former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was thwarted. It was discovered that Iran was sending people into the United States to kill our government agents. Can you believe that this president wants to sit down and bargain an agreement, a nuclear agreement, with the number one state sponsor of terrorism in the world, who had recently had assassination plots against John Bolton and Mike Pompeo? It's mind-boggling the concessions that we give to this terrorist dictatorship government, that this administration appeases them in every way, and signing this agreement would be suicide against Israel, our greatest ally and greatest seat of democracy in the Middle East. It would pave the way for Iran, the government of Iran, to acquire a nuclear weapon. They have continued to enrich their uranium beyond the required legal limit. This is a suicide, and so we need to continue to speak out and to warn this administration the dire consequences of this agreement if they sign it. This morning on The Cross in the Desert, I've introduced you to a dear friend, Mehdi Rajabian. He is a talented musician and producer, and he is putting his life on the line in the dictatorship government of Iran to say no to their oppression and yes to his musical talent. Should a man not be allowed to express his musical ability, what kind of government would suppress that beautiful talent that he has? This latest contribution with these musicians that I talked to you about, it's going to be just an incredible project. I can't wait to hear the music. And of course, I will feature Mehdi's music right here on The Cross in the Desert. Please pray for him. Please support him. And we need to continue to be a voice for my Iranian friends who face hardships and suffering every day under the Islamic Republic of Iran. It is an iron dictatorship, and that's why I write the books, that's why I write the blogs, and that's why I come to you every week on a Monday and Thursday and say, here's what's going on, but here's what we can do. There are political prisoners suffering, there are people dying every day, and we can do something about it with our voices and being a voice of hope and freedom to Iran. It's been a pleasure to meet with you today and to share with you the incredible musical talents of Mehdi Rajabian. And so thank you so much for joining me today on The Cross in the Desert. Have yourself an incredible week, and I will see you again bright and early on Monday morning at 9:30 a.m. Have a great weekend.